T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
One of San Francisco's iconic landmark buildings is up for sale. The triangle-tipped Transamerica Pyramid could fetch as much as $600 million in this high-priced real estate market. The building is now a beloved part of the San Francisco skyline, but it wasn't always the case. To find out more, we turn now to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and talk with San Francisco Chronicle urban design critic John King. Thanks for being with us this afternoon.
Oh, my pleasure.
So when the Transamerica building was first completed, it was reviled as an eyesore. Talk about that.
You know, it's funny. It was actually reviled as an eyesore before it was built. It was attacked. There were protests against it. There were marches. The city's planning director tried to stop construction. It was seen as a potential eyesore that would be as just devastating to San Francisco's image and profile. Then when the building opened, a lot of the critics said, you know, actually, we kind of like it. It's not so bad. And within 10 years or so, you had it appearing on the cover of books, on postcards, the whole bang.
And what do you think of it, John, as an urban critic over the years? I mean, has it held its own? Has it taken on a life of its own beyond what it's started with?
It has profoundly taken on a life of its own. I don't think it's great architecture, but I think it is one of the few buildings I would say in the Bay Area is a genuine icon. I mean, the building represents San Francisco, and a lot of what makes it good, I think, is things that even the architect didn't understand, which is just how distinctive and unusual it would be, which works in a city that prides itself on being distinctive and unusual. The other thing, just real quick, that I love about it that was not discussed at the time, if you look down Columbus Avenue, you know, it is at the end of Columbus Avenue, and critics said, oh my God, you're going to have this building that just sticks up like a spike at the end of Columbus Avenue. It actually works in such a way, it's almost like Columbus Avenue comes down from North Beach in the waterfront, hits the pyramid, and then goes up into the sky.
Fantastic. Why is the building being sold?
Because anyone who has owned a building in San Francisco for more than 10 or 15 years can make a lot more money by selling it. You know, Transamerica has been a minor presence in it for a long time. You know, the Bank of America building is not the Bank of America building, things like that. You know, you've got a cash asset that's lucrative, and it's not the most efficient office building in the world. You know, everything that makes it so distinctive and one of a kind works against kind of efficient leasing and things like that.
Am I right that it kept its title for about 30 years, the title being the tallest building in San Francisco?
It kept that for 47 years.
Oh, wow.
Almost. Yeah, it opened almost that. It opened in, I think, 73 or 72. And Salesforce Tower didn't pass it until late 2017, so for about 45 years.
You think it'll keep its cachet now that Salesforce Tower's been built?
I think it will. I think that Salesforce Tower, I like it more than a lot of people do. Salesforce Tower, though, is kind of a variation on a theme. The Transamerica Pyramid, you know, if you're outside of Egypt, it really is a one-of-a-kind building. And there aren't many of those at that scale in American cities.
All right, John, we'll have to leave it at that. Thanks, as always, for weighing in. Again, that's John King, who serves as the San Francisco Chronicle's urban design critic, weighing in on word that the Transamerica Pyramid is up for sale.